Hi guys, and welcome to the first edition of the Dan and Nathan Show.
That's what we're going to call it for now.
We're going to call it that for now. So I'm going to try and broadcast an episode once a week, where me and Nathan Taddeo, we just chat about what's happening in the market in terms of the news and how that affects, say, the mortgage market, I suppose.
Yeah, kind of everything. I mean, kind of the economy as a whole, but yeah, focus on mortgages and all types of lending, really.
Yeah. Done. So obviously the first thing is the rate drop, because we are now in week two of the the Reserve Bank dropped their rates last week to an all-time low. We knew that the banks will most likely follow through and pass on their rate drops and so forth. How do you see it in terms of your business as a mortgage broker? Are you getting inquiries?
Sure.
And are you getting rework?
Yeah, I think so. The main thing it does, any of this sort of thing, is it creates questions. And the questions you hear about, the clients actually come to you, that's the easy stuff, right? Mm. The things that we worry about are the people that aren't asking you. What have they understood from it, or what have they misunderstood from it? Per example, we had a client yesterday who was signing up who, you go over, there's so many things when you're talking through a loan application or going through the process, that this guy, obviously the loan documents have been created before the rates drops have actually kicked in. So it's making sure he understands that, hey, that is, it's a variable rate.
Yeah.
It is going to be passed on to you.
Yeah.
The rate you're signing isn't that one. Still sign these papers, it's not, this information isn't incorrect because of that. So that's okay because he was right in front of me, but how many people are possibly wondering how to get in front of those people? Because we all receive thousands of emails, right?
Absolutely.
There's software to maybe get in touch with your clients, whether you use SMS or whatever your aggregator provides. The point is you've got to do something. Because the banks are, the headlines are, their friends are talking. So you have to do something and make sure your clients know you're available.
Yep.
So that's how it's affected us on the absolute right away.
Yep.
The other thing is then what the questions people are asking, are there going to be more rate drops? What does this mean? Should I fix now? Is it going to go to zero? Some of the other stuff people have asked is, okay, well, should we hold off now? Should we still build? Because what does it mean for the greater economy? They're all valid questions. And the fact is you're allowed to give your opinion. You're allowed to have your opinion. You're also allowed to be wrong, right? You just got to keep the conversation going. That's part of the gig.
So in a normal circumstance, I would say a rate drop's a good thing because people borrow more, people are more confident. But unfortunately, in March 2020, we find ourselves in the midst of a pandemic.
Yeah, man.
Which is very, very interesting because...
How's the timing, right?
It's everything, weird, right?
Obviously, the RBA cited the coronavirus as part of the decision, but a lot of us thought there might have been a cut in February anyway. So it kind of seemed like they're already ready for a cut.
Yep.
Fixed rates kind of seem that way. What the banks were doing seemed that way. So that might mean that the coronavirus means will necessitate another cut further. How that could affect everything. So, but if you look at everything as a whole, right? The first home loan deposit scheme. Market sentiment picking up for the most part, right? So bounce back, auction clearance rates back on the rise.
Everything was looking positive.
Everything was looking positive. Then this happens and you say, okay, rate cut, but oh wait, coronavirus. What does that mean?
We saw the share market tank, basically.
Absolutely.
Take a dive off the cliff.
I had someone the day after the rate cut say, oh look, we probably don't want to renovate our house because we're worried that we're overcapitalizing because we're spending money on something that's going to be depreciating now. There's a fair argument for that. And at the end of the day, someone's got to be comfortable. You don't want someone getting a lot of money. But at the same time, they asked me what I thought, and I said, mate, it's two words, don't panic, because it's absolutely uncharted waters. And shares are very different to property. Right? Yeah, and that's kind of part of the reason you diversify your
investments.
Because shares can fly and they can drop out of the ass. But the other end is, we don't know what's going to happen with property, but we never did. No one has a crystal ball. So do you stop everything you're doing just because of this and just go and stock up on toilet paper instead? it's a case of whatever you suit, you have the facts and you make a decision from that.
That is another thing, though, the irrational behavior of humans in this time frame, because, obviously people buying toilet paper, people are dumping shares just because they think everyone else is going to dump shares.
Right.
And then some are going, oh, do I not buy? And then there are some that says, oh, I shouldn't sell now because it's a bad time.
Yeah. And so both of those things actually impact the market on the other side. So the crazy thing is because we were on the way up, there was that confidence. This has dented some of the confidence, but also you've got those people that think they can outsmart the market at the same time.
Oh, there will and always be those.
Yeah, right. And we still also didn't have the market, because people, something was still holding off, there wasn't like there was heaps of property available. So there's still that lag effect. So people, something might not sell. Again, other people are saying, well, I'll sell because now I'll try and outsmart it. And that will, in itself, create probably even more of a supply and demand issue.
Yeah.
And that will probably keep the prices there or thereabouts, right? So it'll dip in some places, not dip in others. Again, we're kind of speculating, we're kind of guessing as we go here too.
Well, yeah. I mean, for me, I think that at the end of the day is, you know, Australia is one of the luckiest countries in the world. If anything happens, I think people want to come here.
Absolutely.
So I think personally, the property prices should hold. If not, it goes up a bit.
Right. Yeah. Well, man, I mean, the fact is, all these people still need somewhere to live. There's still people here, so every house can't go to zero tomorrow. That's just not going to happen. I can confidently say that.
Yeah.
So how you then decide to navigate through this should depend on what you actually want to achieve. Are you trying to find a bargain? Maybe be ready then, have your pre-approval in place. Because if the right place comes up, sure, go for it and have that longer term view.
And that was
assume the world's not going to explode. And their property will still be there in 15 years, so have that longer term view. If you need to buy a house anyway, because you've just got, you know, you're outgrowing the house you're in, or you've got the capacity there, then it suits your circumstance. You've got to upgrade in whatever you're ready to. And on the positive side, with low rates, with the banks all fighting for business, literally giving away money, right?
Yeah.
You know, look at the Westpac one. It's a few thousand dollars per property. I've got a client, she's got $12,000 back on the properties alone, plus the interest rate saving we're refinancing it.
And it's not just Westpac, but the sellers, by the way.
No, well, as an example.
Yeah.
So she's not going to stop now. She's just going great. So refinance is a huge thing right now. The opportunity is great there.
So be bold when people are being fearful.
Right. Yeah. Doing nothing's not going to help you.
No, it is definitely not.
Yeah.
I mean, I always laugh about the the comments I read on social media with some people going, "Oh, I hope their property prices tank, and then I'll be able to get a house." Realistically, that's not going to happen either, because if the property market tanks, then most likely you won't have a job to get a house.
That's the thing, right? So, like, it's one of the it is funny when you see that sort of thing. What you're actually hoping for there is doom and gloom, and you've got much bigger things to worry about at that stage than not having a house.
Toilet paper.
Absolutely. And some rice and some soap maybe as well, yeah.
But on that, we'll move on to the last topic to keep this podcast brief.
Sure.
Now, it's still on coronavirus, obviously, because now we had some banks communicating with the BD teams to not go to or attend events with more than 20 brokers present or 20 people present.
Yeah.
And that's a health issue anyway, so I get that.
Yeah.
Now, as a broker, are you thinking forward planning basically?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Because obviously,
I think one of the good things about what we do is you could realistically do it from anywhere. I mean, you do your work from a cafe, right? Some brokers already work from home.
Work, by the way. My wife doesn't think it's work.
Sure it is. My wife doesn't think I do any work either, so don't worry about that. A lot of brokers are already working from home anyway. A lot of the work we do can be done from anywhere. So are we closing the office? Today, no. Are we ready to? Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be ready to operate with it, because if it's then forced upon you and you haven't at least thought about it, then you're silly. Are we going to panic and close everything tomorrow? No, but we're ready to go.
Embrace the tech as well.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, the tech's, a huge part of this.
So if you guys, one of the best free techs is Google Hangouts.
Yep.
I'm not sure you know this, but you can actually put closed captions on it.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you press a button and it's actually quite fun.
Well, there you go.
I spent about 20 minutes playing around with it, trying to use swear words to see if it picked up on
it. And how'd it go?
It picked up some of it. It's remarkable, right?
Does it learn? So does it start to learn your voice and the way you think?
I believe so, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's kind of scary too.
It's sort of funny as well, because when we talk about say auditing, you in theory you should be able to record a Google Hangouts meeting, right?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
But But technically, it's not valid because you need to have face to face. You have to have a face to face with some lenders.
Right. But okay.
Anyway, that's another matter for another show.
That's for another time.
But mate, thank you.
That's all right. I think the main thing we're gonna do here is just ask for a bit of feedback, what people want us to talk about, because we're just kind of get going with the flow here. We could do 1,000 different versions of this. We could just do this every week. We could go cover off some questions that keep popping up on Finance and Coffee.
Yeah.
And everything in between, and just keep it
relatable. Absolutely. Let's do that. And then potentially not always say in an office, potentially we can have a cafe.
You want to go to another cafe?
No, or hey, we can test drive cars while we talk.
Sure,
so
why not?
Let's do that.
Yeah, get some sponsors on.
But guys, just give us some feedback in terms of what you think, and we'll go from there.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Great stuff. Till next time.
Bye.